Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
It's Jeremy White and Joe DiBiase.
Can you be sure that we are not just all living in a referee's main character simulation? Are they the main character? Do sports exist just for officials to be like, hey, let's take a look at that goal. Did it count? Let's pull out the iPad, guys. Nobody's doing anything. Give me 30 minutes rules analyst free. Hey, it's February, and the NHL's announced that February is no challenges month. I'll watch more games. I promise. Oh, it's week 17 in the NFL. You know what that means? Gene Steratore's off today. Thank you. Please go away. We're just trying to watch sports.
You're listening to Jeremy and Joe on Western New York Sports Giant, WGR Sports Radio 550.
I agree with all that. Still.
Is there anything last night that you had to deal with on that front?
Not too much.
I don't think so.
You ever listen to your own take and you're like, you know what? I'm not sure I feel the same way as I did back then. But that one.
Definitely. When I said that I had more fun with the drought.
Right.
I have more fun reminiscing about the drought.
True.
Got in the moment. We were talking about the Cowboys or something, the Cowboys game. I don't know. But that one you think holds up?
Yeah, 100%. 100%. Life without rules analysts. It's it's good. Football season, you get a lot less. Granted, it still happens. And I got a rules analyst. What was it on my vacation recently? Might have been the lacrosse final.
Okay.
That's what if you want to be a real broadcast, mm-hmm. you have to have a rules analyst, of course. Anyway, good morning.
The lacrosse final and like the Bandits final or the College of Lacrosse final?
Maybe both. I mean, one of the two.
Probably both. The NLL I know has challenges.
Of course.
For sure.
Yes, of course.
Yeah, the refs in their helmets, they walk over to the iPads and they sit in there for 10 minutes,
yeah,
and then they come back out and then they give you the ruling.
It must have been that. So anyway. Good morning, Jeremy and Joe. Happy Tuesday. Happy Bills mandatory minicamp. The Panthers rout the Oilers last night.
Whew.
It was, you know what I woke up thinking about for that series and that game? You're a Leafs fan. You wake up today. You should say, you know, maybe they're not that bad.
Who?
Oh,
who?
The Leafs.
The Leafs. Okay, the Leafs. Yeah.
They gave Florida everything they could handle. And Florida is running through everybody else pretty much. We'll see if they... You know, Edmonton is competitive here for the rest of the series. But last night was one of those games the Leafs lost 6-1.
Yeah.
They had multiple losses to this Florida team like this. They took them 7 games. You know, it's a little bit like when the Eagles beat the Chiefs in the Super Bowl. My reaction was to look at the Bills differently.
Yeah.
Whoa, wait a minute. Maybe we had this wrong on some level. And last night, if you're a Leafs fan, I'm so mad. These Leafs are so terrible. They choke in the big moment. Like, actually, Florida dominates everybody pretty much.
Yeah. The Leafs had a 2-0 lead in game 3.
And a breakaway?
With a 2-0 series lead.
Yeah.
Right. Don't even go to the breakaway.
Okay,
they had the breakaway later. That's another part of it. But just go to end of the first period, or middle of the first period in game 3. They're up 2-0 in the series, and they're up 2-0 in game 3. What would their odds have been to win the series that moment?
Like 85% probably. Yeah. Really good.
Right. But that's where the Leaf fan gets more mad at their own team, because how could you possibly lose that? Oh, we're the Toronto Maple Leafs, and we choke that away.
Yeah.
That's where they get on that. But your point is right, that like Toronto,
awesome.
Are they as good as the Oilers? They're not as good as the Oilers in the playoffs. I mean, there are legitimate stats to show they are not the same team.
That's right. Their big guns do not produce in the playoffs, and Edmonton's do.
Right. But sure, we'll see. This series, I still bet, is going to go 6 or 7. But last series was certainly a cakewalk for Florida.
Mm-hmm.
That wasn't their toughest series at all against Carolina. This one might turn into it. Did they have a blowout win against the they had two, right? They'd won a game 5 and they'd won a game 7.
Mm-hmm.
How many times they won 6-1? That was the exact score of game 5 and game 7. It was the score last night against Edmonton. I mean, you've got some blowout wins that they're throwing into every single series.
Yep. They look pretty much unbeatable when they're on their game, they're at their best.
If you go back to the game 5 against Toronto, they have won by scores of 6-1, 6-1, 5-2, 5-0, 6-2, 5-3, 6-1. Like, there they are again yesterday. What are they showing on ESPN? Like, they are showing the goals, but they're also showing, you know, the line brawl in the third period where, you know, Gadjevich is fighting Darnell Nurse and they're attacking Sam Bennett, and now they're all they're showing like the scrums and the toughness and the physicality. Look at all the goals. All the goals this team scores.
It's always the thing when that conversation comes up, like, oh, I was listening yesterday, the afternoon show had George Richards on. He's covered the Panthers forever. He's talking about the fans and how they've come to embrace this team. And yeah, right. They score all the time.
Yeah.
And once they get up on you, they get really mean about it. I mean, they're mean when they're not leading by 5-2, but
it maybe hits an extra gear.
It hits an extra gear. That brawl happens last night. You just picture every Florida fan feeling like $1 million because you're dominating on the scoreboard and you're truculent, right? You're pugnacious. They're in football, we always talk like copycats and who's going to copycat that team. The Panthers are what every team always wants to be. Score a lot, play good defense, have a great goalie, hit everything that moves. Don't be afraid to fight. You have Bennett and Marchand on the same team now.
Yeah.
Florida has assembled the Avengers of what hockey fans want their team to be.
Uh-huh.
What's not to like?
And McDavid is Thanos.
A little bit.
It works kind of perfectly.
It really does.
They have scored at least 3 goals in 8 of their last 9 playoff games. When everything's supposed to get tighter, right, and everything's supposed to get more defensive, they've scored, in most of these games, they're scoring 5 or 6 in them. So they're super impressive. They're just totally, totally impressive. I don't know how else to really frame it. Like, they built a perfect team. They were smart about it. I don't really think it's going to unravel. They might lose Sam Bennett and Aaron Ekblad in the offseason, but I don't know.
Maybe not. Those two are best friends, apparently, listening to George Richards yesterday also.
Okay.
And he said they might stay for less because they just love it so much. Everybody loves Florida. They might not leave.
Where's Aaron Ekblad from?
He's from Western Canada.
I know where
Canada.
Bennett's from.
They're both from Canada. I know that.
Okay, Bennett's from like just outside of Toronto.
Yeah, because he played at Kingston.
Aaron Ekblad's from Windsor, Ontario. Okay. Are we sure that the two best friends won't ride off together to
Detroit?
Toronto?
To Detroit or to Toronto?
To Toronto.
I mean, I suppose.
Are the Leafs going to go overpay both of them and get two Panthers to come try and change their culture?
Or are the two Panthers going to stay in Florida and win the next 5 cups and dominate the Leafs and break everyone's hearts?
Maybe. This might sound crazy because Bennett leads the Stanley Cup playoffs in goals, and I think he might have it by a couple. He's got a little bit of a margin maybe right now. I think they'd still be almost just as good without those two. Especially Ekblad. Ekblad isn't the same player. But those two are great, and I feel like if you took them off the team right now, they would still be. See the pass Reinhardt made last night on the power play? Just, okay, sure, Bennett's going to. If Bennett were to leave and Ekblad were to leave, Barkov and Reinhardt and Tkachuk and Mikola and Forsling, like, they just. Bobrovsky, they have so much at their disposal. They're not going to. suddenly not become a Stanley Cup favorite if those two even leave, which is a testament to how deep that team is right now. Marchand will probably leave too, I think. He's a rental.
Maybe.
He put them way over the cap. Like, they put Tkachuk on long-term IR. That's how they got Marchand, was Tkachuk got hurt in the Four Nations, which is another funny thing that just kind of coincidentally happened here. But, yeah, they're one of the deepest teams I've ever seen in my life.
And Verhaeghe scores again last night. We talked about this a little bit last week, or I think I said it with you here, not the week you were off, but my favorite thing to point out about the Panthers is, sure, they have their top picks, which they do. They have their big money free agents. But they also have a series of trades for players that and signings in free agency where it's not huge money. They identify players that are good. And I know that sounds nuts, but that really is what they've done. They identify players that are good. Verhaeghe was one of those, pardon the term, analytics darlings before he signed in Florida, and then he goes there and he looks great. Sam Bennett, who they trade for, they gave up nothing for Bennett because the league's ready to give up on a guy that was taken near the top of the draft, but what, didn't score enough for Calgary, I guess? Okay. Like, over and over again, they just take guys that, actually, that guy's kind of good. Trade for him. And their whole team is that. Seth Jones, another one. It was like Seth Jones last night. Oh, he's on the team, too. Well, the Panthers' model might be, I mean, twistedly kind of similar to the Sabres because it's, what about this former top 10 pick? The difference is that the Sabres are trying that on with your Eric Johnsons and your Zach Bogosians and your, you know, guys that aren't so much. And I guess they both did it with Kane. But Florida just identifies good players. And I know that what doofus, what is a hockey, what is a GM supposed to do? It's like, well, not all the, especially in the NHL, not all the GMs are too good at that. And Florida is exceedingly good at just identifying the good players and stockpiling them.
Yeah.
Good for them.
Hey, the GM, how many would there be like this? How many GMs in the NHL are not former players? Because one of them is in Florida.
Yeah, Bill Zito.
Bill Zito was an agent.
He was an agent, yep. He replaced Dale Talon.
Which, I don't know that's become much of a foothold in hockey other than Zito, although I think the Montreal GM, whose name is escaping me right now.
It's there in football, for sure.
Football, it's there. In basketball, it is everywhere.
Yeah, former agents becoming GMs.
The Lakers GM, the Knicks GM. Like, basketball, it is definitely bred into that. That they're starting to hire less from scouting backgrounds, less from, assistant GM backgrounds. Well, I guess that might be the path for these guys. But they're hiring agents or former agents. The Warriors, longtime GM, when they were in a dynasty, Bob Myers was a former agent. So hockey, like I think it's two. I'm looking at the list right now of the guys, and the only two there are more former Sabres that are current GMs. Well, there are five former Sabres that are GMs right now. Mike Greer, Danny Briere, Chris Drury, Jason Botterill played for the Sabres too, right? Or four. Kevin Adams. No, he didn't play for the Sabres.
No.
Four. Maybe that's a background that people should start hiring more for. It's not I'm sure it's not the reason why Zito is amazing at this, but he's the type of guy that I'm not sure if he would have been hired 15 years ago by different teams.
I did get mad at the Panthers for 1 minute last night.
Was it while they were like trying to punch Ekholm in the back of the head?
Okay, that too. There's also that really delicate balance. Like, so last night they hit McDavid a bunch of times, right? He got stuck a couple times.
And he left the game for...
Right.
Yeah.
And good, clean hits, that's fine. That's going to be part of the game. However, once they start getting into the fights and the nasty stuff, all I could think was, if I'm the commissioner of this sport, and at any time in the world, Connor McDavid is at any risk of being punched in the head and removed from the series, everybody on the ice is banned for life. And I'm being obviously hyperbolic, but you've got this this relationship, of course, the hockey does, with violence and hitting, and it is important to have it. I don't dispute that. But there's a line to cross. And imagine for a moment that McDavid got hurt. Mm. Like, the sport would have to change forever. I'm sorry, we can't be a real sport if that can happen, where he could be taken out by a punch or an elbow or
right,
a
if it was something shot. Dirty.
Dirty,
something
sure, dirty, sure. Yeah. He gets hit. That's unfortunate. That's going to happen. We're going to be a league of hitting. And, again, he got lit up a couple times last night. So The game was very different.
Yeah.
I mean, is there some sports analyst out there, some hot take show that's going to say that McJesus doesn't travel? His game doesn't travel because the Panthers can match him up a little bit better? His over-under, I told you, was 1.5 points. Edmonton had one goal, and it was just it was not the same. They bump him all the time. They're focused on him so much in the games in Edmonton. And now the game's in Florida. His life is worse, for sure.
No, I mean, there was – wasn't there a moment with him – someone remind me. He got suspended during the season. McDavid did. Because he retaliated or he kind of lost it after – there was a clip of the full game. He was getting held and cross-checked and elbowed in the throat. And
Connor Garland in January.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Of the Canucks.
And then he went after Garland and got suspended for it. And there was a hot debate the next day. About what do you expect him? He's the star of the sport, and he's not being protected by the league.
Right.
And it's not just him. It's all the stars of the sport for all times that, they have to go through, more than they probably should. If you wanted the stars of the sport to shine more than they do in hockey, you wouldn't allow it so that teams can game plan, like Florida is in this series, to, hey, every time he starts getting going, even when he doesn't have the puck, we're going to get in his way. We're going to bump him. We're going to throw him a little, check here. Again, when he doesn't have the puck, which by the rule is against the rules. But it's like a smart amount of contact that they know the refs aren't going to call it. And you could increase the sensitivity on that. They did it 15 years ago, and scoring was through the roof.
Yeah, they don't have that problem, though, right now, right? Isn't scoring just fine?
That's the thing where, that's why I don't think they'll really change it.
No, I don't think there's...
Is because McDavid is so good, and some of these McKinnon, some of these stars are so good that even with all of that, they're more often than not overcoming it.
Yeah, that's right. And lineups are less likely to have a guy to protect him and more likely to maybe be built like Florida, where the entire roster is more capable. So one thing people get mad about with the Sabres quite a bit is they have to have... player meetings to discuss, hey, you should probably defend Tage when he gets lit up, right? The Panthers are a team that's built of that. And Edmonton has plenty of that, too. It's not about having a fighter. It's about having a lineup that plays a certain style. And watching the highlight of McDavid getting that suspension when he cross-checks Connor Garland in, the jaw, it's pretty tame. I mean, he gets them, but it is pretty tame at the end of a game for three games for him. He did not appeal the suspension. Anyway.
He might have enjoyed the week off.
Maybe.
Going somewhere.
Game three.
The Panthers, though, you're right. They look like they love it when something starts up. Mm-hmm. Yesterday, Pod Colson starts going after Bennett. And it's like everybody on the ice for Florida is like, oh, let's go. They're excited for it.
Especially if you're up 5-1. You can get excited for it because it's like free fights.
That's right. And that's where Greer, the thing that I didn't like in that moment was that A.J. Greer from the Panthers, Matthias Ekholm hadn't done anything. And he's just standing over there by the bench. And Greer starts trying to punch him in the back of the head over and over and over and over until the Oilers bench actually covered him up. So sometimes they go maybe a little too far. But... Yeah, right. The Sabres get three guys that maybe act that way on the entire roster.
Yeah. And is one of them Peyton Krebs?
I was only thinking even about the important guys, but I guess, okay, you can go four or five maybe.
Yeah.
Darlene will do that.
Darlene will do that.
Tage.
Yep.
But it's such a different... It feels like a different sport we're watching right now versus what we experience here during the regular season.
And you wonder how much of it is, we sit here and we talk a lot, the players don't have that makeup. They need more guys that do. That's probably true. It's also human nature to have to do with buy-in. And if you're the Panthers, you'd be bought in for years and years and years. If you're a part of that organization, part of that team, when moments like that arise – you are all up for one another because you have been for years. There's so much buy-in. For the Sabres, it's just tougher to buy in, I'd imagine, if you're a player. It's your job, but it's got to be tougher. No, the thing that I said, we started there, I got mad at the Panthers last night. This is dumb, but I'm going with it.
Mm-hmm.
How many teams, how many fan bases have a word to yell during the anthem? The Stars. Okay.
Yeah. The Knights, the Golden Knights.
Knights.
They shout Knights.
Uh-huh, it's cute.
Uh-huh.
The Florida Panthers are just yelling Red. Why not yell...
Are they?
Yes.
Okay, do you know...
Why don't they just yell Stripes? They actually have stripes. This is where again, the game was supposed to start like, hey, game's at 8 o'clock. This game started like 8:22, so I felt like I was at the movies, and I'm just getting madder and madder. Oh, and here's DJ Khaled, a great. Can you start the game? And I get to the anthem, and I hear red, and I think everybody's got to have one of these. Should we Sabres fans? Should we just yell out land? We live in a land. There you go. There's my old man yelling at cloud moment for the day because
we wear blue.
We wear blue. Let's yell blue. Is blue in the song?
I don't think so.
Okay, well we can't wear blue.
Unless they wear red and black that night, then we could take red. This might make you even more annoyed. Do you know the other thing that the Panthers fans had been chanting? I thought still were. It was still true during the playoffs. In the last round, I saw. It was like a Reddit post. I heard it on a podcast. Panthers fans still yelling night during the national anthem.
Okay.
Because they had a goalie Spencer Knight, who, by the way, never was even the starter. He got traded 6-7 months ago.
And they still yell it?
And they were still yelling it. Like, guys, he's not on the team anymore.
No.
And there were a lot of jokes being made about, like, well, Panther fans don't even know that he's not on the team anymore because they, whatever. But maybe they don't deserve that joke.
I was going to say, we can no longer throw stones.
No, we can't.
We really can't.
But, yeah, they were chanting Knight because of their backup goalie who's no longer on the team.
Interesting. Well.
Yeah, it's kind of lame.
Congratulations to the Panthers on a win.
Does Canada do any of this? They don't chant. They sing it. There's no opportunity to chant.
Winnipeg yells True North, which is the best one of all of them. The True North, strong and free. They yell True North.
Okay.
That's the best. We get to yell a word in the anthem, followed by stars. Stars is right there. Anyway, there you go.
Do they just get to claim True North? Or wait, that's the name of the company that bought them?
The ownership group and everything. Okay. Yeah, True North, it's Winnipeg. Sense. Yeah, I mean, they've got a lot going for them.
Gotcha.
So Florida takes a 2-1 series lead. There is some Sabres chatter about Bo Byram. I saw a podcast. We've got the clip. We'll play it for you a little bit later about a team that could be after him, that could be Vancouver. I mean, the teams the Sabres have been linked to for the last 4 months, it's been pretty solid. Vancouver and the Rangers, and you have another one here?
Feels like those are definitely the top two.
Those are the two, Vancouver and the Rangers.
Is there another one? Those are the two. I don't know if there is another one.
So we'll get you the story on Byram and how they're talking about him in Vancouver, why they like the idea of this player.
There's Dallas, but that's like connecting dots from a few years ago.
Okay.
Because there's the report that Jason Robertson is available, and I think it was 2 years ago that Andrew Peters and Craig Reveille reported on their podcast that the Sabres had reached out to Dallas about Robertson the last time he was available.
So they might definitely do it this time.
So they liked him 2 years ago. Why wouldn't they like him now?
Right. Well, they turn out to be right. He's good.
Yeah.
He turns out to be pretty good. Okay, so there's some rumors on that front. We'll continue to keep you posted on that. And Bill's mandatory minicamp today, there's chatter, Joe, that James Cook is in town.
Wow, good for your bet.
There is chatter that he is in town, and there's a podcast locally. Which one is it? Let me find. I'm sorry. The chat had it mentioned. I want to make sure I give the right credit because they've had a couple things right before. Charging Buffalo podcast. They had like a Spencer Brown story, and they had a Taylor Rapp story at one point. Both turned out to be correct.
Circling the Wagons podcast.
Okay, thank you. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. Circling the Wagons. They're reporting that Cook will be in, and I've also heard Cook is in town.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see about that. If he is, are we going to hear from him? That's the most interesting part of that. Will he speak on the issue?
Also, will he participate in any fashion? Will he stand on the sidelines?
That's right. But mandatory minicamp, attending and not participating feels like less than a hold-in that is happening at training camp.
I'd want to look and see, has that ever been done? Because we've seen guys do it in training camp. I don't know if anyone's ever held in
minicamp hold-ins. That might be in part because you see so little of practice that the teams wouldn't necessarily tell you he's not working out.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
So, hey, it's a hold-in. Great, James. All right, we're going to do some stretching, go out there, run around for 5 minutes, and then when the media leaves, you can peace out. 803-0550. We've got Aaron Rodgers' contract, which I think lays out a successful season for Rodgers and the Steelers, what it would have to be a success, some of his incentives, have been reported. See it at profootballtalk.com. So, yeah, we'll do all that stuff. We got lots to get to. You can give us a call at 803-0550, Salad 8, on Mandatory Minicamp, which is opening today for the Buffalo Bills. It's Jeremy and Joe. We can talk about Jair Alexander as an idea, how that might have changed if the Bills got a deal done that they wanted to earlier in the year. So plenty to get to on this Tuesday morning. It's nice out. What a sunrise, by the way, driving in.
Oh, my God.
Felt
oh
like being on a beach.
Yeah.
Like a tropical.
Just peeking up behind the clouds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tropical sunrise, beautiful morning this morning here on WGR.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The legend of Sam Bennett grows. You know, the way that he plays, he played like this in junior.
Yeah.
I remember watching him play with Kingston. Saw him come through St. Catharines, and the takeaway was he's a menace to play against. And last night, Kenny Albert dubbed him Bennett the Menace.
Bennett the Menace?
I hadn't heard that before. But
yeah,
Bennett,
I don't love it.
Bennett the Menace. You don't like it?
Nah.
That's pretty good.
Doesn't rhyme well enough. Also, I used to have a t-shirt that said Ennis the Menace on it, and that worked a lot better, so it's always going to remind me that it's the second best nickname for that.
What are the chances?
Although I don't think Ennis the Menace ever really stuck.
What are the
really
chances you ever saw an episode of Dennis the Menace?
I saw the movies.
Oh, okay.
The movies. It was a show, too?
Yeah.
No, I didn't know about the show.
It was a black and white television show.
Oh, no.
It was on Nickelodeon, probably?
No idea about that. I definitely saw the movies. There were three of them, I think.
I can't tell you anything I remember about the actual show, Dennis the Menace, other than it being black and white and Mr. Wilbur, what's his name? What's the other guy's name?
I don't know if it would translate to the movie, so I don't know.
I bet it would.
Mr. Wilson.
Mr. Wilson.
Mr. Wilson, yeah.
Not Mr. Wilbur. It's before 7 a.m. Cut me some slack. Jeremy and Joe, good morning. All right, I forgot we had a bet on the board.
We have a $5 bet on the board whether Cook will be at minicamp.
Yes.
He could be there and not do things, and you would still win the bet, I believe.
That's right.
Yeah.
At minicamp is at minicamp.
I felt better earlier in the week about my my
feel
odds
like he's
here.
There?
Yeah, I feel like, you know, I want to believe the smoke that he's... Why would he be in town if he's not going to show up to minicamp?
What are the chances...
Type of thinking.
What would you say the chances are he's in town to sign? What if he just shocks everybody and signs? And the Bills offer is out there? Because my favorite question on this right now about Cook and the Bills is... Adam Schefter reported they're far apart. What's far apart? What are they offering?
Right.
Cook says he wants 15 on Twitter, and maybe in negotiations he wants 12. What are the Bills offering? What's far apart? Is it 10 versus 15?
Yeah.
And he just walks in and says, by the way, I'm good on 10. Let's sign that deal right now. And he's done.
Yeah.
Could happen.
I don't know. I'm still very hesitant to believe that the Bills are going to do any contract with him. Anything. And I'm... The way he's operated, it sounds like he's pretty dug in on he put out what he wants and what he thinks he's worth, and his brother's very vocal about that too. Not that that should matter totally, but I don't know. Like, it just I guess I'd be surprised. I would be surprised if he signed this week and that they were that close on an agreement. I still think I would be surprised if a contract got done between these two sides before the start of the year. There's too many questions. There's questions about how willing Cook would be to even come down to 12 or 13 if, you know, it was only a couple of million difference. And I have big questions about whether Bean would want to sign him at all to a long-term deal. You could be playing the game of, like, this might be what I would do, honestly, because I wouldn't want to pay him on a long-term extension, that I would almost pretend that I'm talking to him about a contract. You know, like, make him an offer I know he's not going to take. Because then you can't say, oh, I didn't try to sign you, you know? I can't say, well, I had no interest. And because if I just hang up the phone every time you want to talk contract, that's how you get a guy to hold out. For real, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But if I'm like, yeah, I'll do it for 8. And just like, well, I would only go up to 8. And then ends right there. And I'm knowing full well he's not going to sign that.
And even if he says yes, you could say, actually, we've reconsidered. We've seen this before where teams will pull an offer. Hey, this offer's good until Thursday, and then we're pulling it off the table. You know, all this kind of stuff. Like,
yeah,
you're trying to negotiate with somebody.
The Sleeper Fantasy app has that function now. It's called an exploding trade offer.
Okay.
Where it's like you only have 24 hours or 12 hours or 6 hours. You can set the time limit until it goes away. It'll do it automatically.
I like that, because otherwise that trade offer just kind of sits there in somebody's inbox, and you might have forgotten you sent it.
Right, that's right.
And all of a sudden, they take it.
Yeah.
I like that idea.
Yeah, that function's available now.
Well, with Cook, we'll see if he's there today. The thing I want most out of this, if he is in town, is to hear what he has to say. And to hear from the Bills, you know, the Bills' messaging is, we love James, it'll get done when it gets done, he'll be here when he's ready. And, you know, if you're Cook, those messages of public support probably sound nice, but they're also probably pretty hollow. Oh, great. You say you love me. I don't know he's going to pay me.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody else got paid. Josh got paid. Of course, he should. Shakir, Benford, Bernard. Everybody got paid except me. I thought you loved me.
Mm-hmm.
I guess in thinking about all the roads this could go down, you mentioned the Bills might be pretending to offer a deal. Again, like, we'll talk to Joe Marino about this tomorrow, but he planted this bug in my ear, and maybe it is what's happening. What if Cook, in fact, does want to go somewhere else and thinks, I'll play for the Bills, but it's going to have to be like 15. The number wouldn't be 15 for everybody. It wouldn't be 15 if the Cowboys come calling. Maybe for the Cowboys, it's 11 because he wants to go to Dallas. Or maybe he wants to go play for, I don't know,
He's from Miami.
Sure. The Dolphins.
And he played college football in Georgia, so I'm just throwing out some teams that are down. Yeah. He's not going to the Falcons.
That's really all I mean. If you are...
Yeah.
It's just like free agency. When we talk about these NFL or NHL players, you have to pay for them to not hit free agency. So the money you pay is, hey, I know you're an RFA, Bo Byram, but here's $10 million a year because we're going to pay to have your rights and you don't ever get to hit free agency. For Cook, the one way to operate would that be, sure, I mean, I'll play there, but for you it's 15. And if it's not 15 here... What the Bills would be doing would be buying his unrestricted free agency because you're extending him.
Right.
If you're Cook, I'm not saying you're right that you're going to get 15, but he might want to see what he could get. And the number, the buy it now number for him is 15. And he's more than happy to say, all right, well, I'll just play it out and I'll hit the market. Because we kind of paint this as he must be upset. And, you know, if he shows up to mandatory minicamp today, do we have to put that aside? I guess we have to wait to see if he works out at training camp and everything.
Right.
But it's very possible that he's not upset that they haven't met that number, because that number is simply being used as a convince me not to hit the market number.
Right. And if he, if it was his prerogative to get to go, you know, if he's got a couple of teams in mind and maybe he would prefer to go to a different offense or a different team or whatever, for whatever reason. If that were true, then what reason to hold out would he have?
Right. Well, so far he's not holding out.
Because if he really doesn't want a contract from the Bills that bad, if that were true, then what's the point of not showing up for things?
Well, so far he's only not shown up for voluntary stuff.
That's what I mean, yeah, which is why
if he's in town.
That would point more towards he just practices and he's there today and he's there through training camp. If he is okay with, I'll play my final year out with the Bills and then I'm going to go cash in somewhere else, or I'm just going to look for something different, then yeah, like holdout doesn't make any sense for him.
What should I do with my $5, guys? Josh, Owen, when he shows up at mandatory minicamp today, I win my $5 from Joe.
Do we figure out the parameters of this again? Like in the building, but not on the field? Does he have to put a helmet on at some point?
If he's at minicamp.
So what Diggs did 2 years ago would qualify.
Yes, he was at minicamp.
He went to McDermott's office for 30 minutes and then he left.
Bring an attorney in to read the words on the board. James Cook will be at minicamp, yes or no?
I feel like at minicamp is in Orchard Park.
Sure.
No, that's I could drive around Orchard Park later today. Am I at minicamp?
In the stadium in Orchard Park.
No, you got to be at least in the building.
He's got to pull through the gate. If he goes through the gated entrance,
okay,
he's at minicamp.
If he's doing his media stuff, he'll put a helmet on.
So if he stands outside the gate and outside the building with this and holds up a sign that says I want 15,
he's not at minicamp.
Then he's not at minicamp.
If he asks, if he gets clearance,
but
then
once he crosses that line,
through the gate,
then he's at minicamp.
Then he's protesting at minicamp. Yeah,
right. But if he's protesting out in front of minicamp, that's not at minicamp.
I'll give you that. Fine. He's got to go through the gate.
He's got to go through. Okay. All right. What if he just comes to collect his stuff and then get out?
He's at minicamp.
He's stopping by.
Stopping by
minicamp is not really being at minicamp.
Isn't it? Where were you when you stopped by minicamp?
I mean, if I've been to the Las Vegas airport, it doesn't mean I've been to Las Vegas.
No, but were you at the airport?
I was at yes. But I would never say I was at Las Vegas. I've been to Las Vegas.
But the bet is, were you at the airport?
What happens if we just get like a drive-by media? Like,
this would be the greatest thing of all times. Like, here's James Cook just simply driving by. Our Channel 4 photog caught this, and that appears to be James Cook driving down Abbott Road.
Yeah.
He waved. Well, he's not at minicamp. That's what they would say.
Maybe he just wanted to see the new stadium, the progress being made across the street.
That'd be a good look.
Yeah.
803-0550, give us a ring if you want. Having some fun with the James Cook situation. If he does report, now what?
If he reports?
Yeah. Now what? All right. Well, that was a good month. Let's get on to the Sabres offseason, I guess.
Yeah.
803-0550, our phone number. The incentives on Aaron Rodgers' contract to define what's a good season for the Steelers are interesting. And your calls on Cook if you want to throw that our way as well. Jeremy and Joe on a beautiful Tuesday here on WGR. Happy Tuesday. Hey, Thursday, we're going to be out at Wayland. It's a fundraiser, the 100 Holes Party. Nate and I have been compiling a ton of stuff that we're raffling off. So here's how it works. You donate $20. That's a ticket in the drawings. We will be drawing a Josh Allen signed helmet, a Cole Beasley signed helmet, a Von Miller signed helmet, a Tage Thompson signed jersey, a J.J. Paterka signed stick. One of the prizes is 3 pairs of foot joys of your choice. You like look at the entire catalog, pick any 3 pairs, you get those. Foursomes at all the courses in the area that like you can't get onto without being a member. PXG fitting and driver. Wayland is thrown in a bunch of prizes. I've got an Encore prize package. Tons and tons of stuff. One of the things we're drawn for is you play around to golf with me and Bulldog.
Nice.
I texted him. I was like, by the way, I'm putting you and me up as a prize.
Volunteering.
That'll be number one, what people want. So how do you donate? Yeah. You go to my pinned tweet on Twitter, and right there, there's a link. You can donate $20, be in the drawing, and we'll draw on Thursday. We'll also be at Wayland on Thursday for the 100 holes pre-party. It benefits the Live Like Luca Foundation and the Courage of Carly with Roswell Park. So you can donate and be a part of it if you can. You can just Venmo directly. My Venmo is Jeremy-White-3. Just make a donation. Mm-hmm. You go in the list. I've done this before. I did it before for a fundraiser a couple years ago. We also gave away a Josh helmet. The Bills have been very kind to donate some things. The Sabres donated some things for this cause that we raised money for in a couple weeks at the 100 holes. And rather than I figured Joe was a better idea than instead of walking around 36 miles on that Thursday and texting, hey, please send $30 right now. It'd be really helpful. I might get a birdie and then not get a birdie. you know, this time it's more about you can win stuff. So donate $20 if you can. Go to my pinned tweet or again, JeremyWhite3 on Venmo to make your $20 raffle purchase. And then I'll contact you if you win. It's easy as that. Louie in Hamilton. Hey, Louie, what's up?
Hey, guys, thank you for taking my call. How are you doing?
Good. Thanks for calling.
Good. Yeah, so look, I think this is like any other sports business negotiation. I honestly believe that James Cook will play out this year. I also believe that two things are going to happen. One is during the season they're going to negotiate and come to an agreement. If not, look, the Bills still have tools to their advantage. They got the franchise tags, and I think they're going to use that as negotiating to buy themselves some time with James Cook. You know, guys, the long story short is this. If he plays well, and maybe it's just the Bills want to see it a third year in a row. I don't know, but I think that's what it's going to be come to. They want to see, okay, look, he's a young player. He's done it really good. Let's see him do it again. And if he does it again or does it by the midpoint or three quarters of the season, they're going to work on a deal. It may not be $15 million. My personal opinion is going to be between 12 and 13. And they're going to throw in some incentives, and it's going to get done. That's my personal opinion.
All right, Lou.
The one thing that they have at their disposal that I don't see really being on the table, though, that you mentioned, is the franchise tag next year.
Not on the table.
Any scenario where he would have a big year.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
And they couldn't figure out a contract. I still just don't think. I don't know what it would be. Is there any hypothetical? I don't think there's any hypothetical where he signs a franchise tag. Where they would want to do the franchise tag on him. So
no, just because of the cap.
Right. So that's only one part of what you said, but that's the one part I don't think that's there. I think they have to decide, do we want to sign him now, or are we okay with this being his last year as a Buffalo Bill? And then doing something different at running back the year after. Even Ray Davis, by the way, is really good this year. You're still going to want to add something the next year. And are you comfortable with that being the case? I think they should be. I think when Josh Allen's your quarterback and you've got a lot of your weapons under contract, and we'll see about Joe Brady. I don't know if he would still be your coordinator, but I'm not afraid at all of an offseason where, oh, we got Ray Davis and Ty Johnson and we need to add somebody somewhere. Like, I don't think it really will make that big a difference for them.
I want you to give me the right number when we get back with this Twitter poll, because it's kind of like an over-under. Hypothetically, the James Cook shows up and says, I've dropped my ask to blank. Where you would take it. Where you think Bills fans would split on a vote here, right? Cook shows up and says, 11.5, I'll take it. And the Bills offer 3 years and $35 million. Sign? You get to push the button. You want to do it? Like, what's the number for this Twitter poll? 11? 3 years, 33. 11?
Sure.
All right.
11. I was going to say 12. 11's good.
11. All right. We'll post the result. Yeah. We'll post the poll. You can vote and get the results on the other side here on WGR.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.